Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every Monday through Friday at 6:30, 11 o'clock at times on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to talk about the concept, the theological concept and pragmatic concept of sacrifice. Now, before I do that, I want to give a little intro about my background in case you guys have not heard me. This is a politically incorrect show. We are not in for political rhetoric. We don't endorse media lies, media falsehoods, or any kind of political propaganda. We're concerned with honest discernment and truth and facts. Second thing, I am a Christian, and I'm not changing that stance at this point in my life. I think it's true. I think Jesus is God and is the true God, and it is, I think, the Christian faith and churches represents the true faith. That isn't to say I reject other people's points of view. I listen to everybody's opinion, everybody's ideas, and I respect all religious paths that a person might take. But I do adhere to the Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation and to the creeds of the church, Nicene, Athanasian, and Nicene Creed. And, of course, most of the great books of the centuries have been written by Christians, whether Milton's Paradise Lost, Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, or Augustine's Confessions are some examples. I'm also the host of two radio shows, a podcast show and this blog talk show, which many people from many countries visit, including Saudi Arabia and Iran and Iraq, etc., and China. Many Muslim countries visit these sites despite their Christian orientation. I have written 10 books. I'm writing more. And these books are both legal and theological, and they represent my thinking in those respects. Also, I'm planning other books, four more other books, legal and theological, and I have written almost 750 essays, fully available on my website and academia.edu, and on social media. And I'm presently compiling, I've just finished a book on the Psalms, and I'm compiling another book on my essays, which have been posted on social media and my website. Also, I have to say that this show, in its content, handles theological and biblical issues of thought. It handles literary figures, great authors of the past, and great works of the past, books specifically, and it handles current events in politics. Tonight I'm going to talk about something very, very essential to understand, which is foreign to the modern world, and that's the concept of sacrifice. I had previously spoken about salvation, which is not a very happy concept today. Many people don't understand it, think they need it, or think it's a big waste of time, or isn't true. But I did try to explain it, and now I'd like to talk about sacrifice. It's foreign to the modern world. It must be said that our ancestors, many of them, engaged in animal sacrifice and sometimes human sacrifice, such as in the Incas in Peru, in an attempt to understand the world and propitiate forces they didn't understand. They did not know whether the rain would come to grow the food, whether there would be enough water, and in short, whether they would survive in an uncertain and fragile world. Our ancestors did not have science or the scientific worldview, so they didn't quite understand what was going on, whether they would live on to the next day, disease-free and pain-free. So they conceived of propitiating and hoping to make things good for them by animal sacrifice and human sacrifice. They didn't understand the world, and they wanted to propitiate what they thought was the propitiate powerful forces. Well, they didn't know whether the rain would come to grow the food or whether there'd be enough water and ensure whether they would survive in an uncertain and fragile world. They didn't know about science. They didn't understand what was going on, and so they engaged in sacrifice. But our world today doesn't do that. We have sort of abandoned that idea, and the modern world speaks little of sacrifice and perhaps sees no necessity for it, since we believe we control nature to some extent, although there are volcanoes and earthquakes, etc., and hurricanes and typhoons. but the modern world doesn't talk much about sacrifice or the necessity for it, since we believe we control nature and through science have come to understand natural events and the process of life. So, we don't talk much about this, because we believe we have things under control, that science has given us the answers. But nevertheless, the Christian faith posits that sacrifice is necessary and was necessary. The reason for this is God has provided us with the insight that humanity is a failed species. He didn't wish us to be failed, but we fell away from him into sin, selfishness, and self-love. And so Christianity sees sacrifice as necessary because God sees human beings as failed. He didn't want us to be failed, but we fell away from him into sin, self-love, selfishness, and self-love. The Christian faith argues that God, as a God of justice, had to sacrifice his only begotten Son to correct this failed human nature and set us correctly in relationship to God and Christ. So the issue is, God thought this sacrifice was necessary because God knew, and I think we intelligent people come to know, that humanity is failed. He doesn't wish us to be failed, and we don't want to be failed, but we've fallen away into sin, selfishness, and self-love. And God came up with an answer through a sacrifice of Christ that would correct our failings and the issue of our sin. So I really think that Christianity is quite correct in the idea of sacrifice. And in fact, there are many forms of sacrifice in all our lives, for example, and sacrifice is the only way that things can be accomplished in some sense that are significant. For a woman who chooses motherhood, that's a great sacrifice, subsuming her needs and self to the needs of her children. So, sacrifice is an essential part of our system. A woman who chooses motherhood engages in a great sacrifice, subsuming her needs and self to the needs of her children. The father who chooses to support these children chooses to sacrifice equally in working every day and producing income to support his family. He's engaged in a great sacrifice. So sacrifice is an element of our thinking and system. Again, the scientist who spends long hours in his laboratory, like Jonas Salk, has discovered a cure for polio, has sacrificed his life to do something good for others. So a scientist who spends long hours in the laboratory, a writer who writes books, makes great sacrifices in order to do this. And again, doctors who go on medical missions to poor countries engage in a financial and personal sacrifice. So you might say that without sacrifice, there is no growth, nothing can happen, and there is no love ultimately, because love is and is constituted by sacrifice for another and others. And so, as I say, the scientist who spends long hours in the lab, who go on medical missions to poor countries, these people are engaged in a sacrifice. And God determined, he operates on a sacrificial basis. He created the world for people to live in it. He made a sacrifice for us. And in his love, he sent his own being in the person of his son to sacrifice himself out of his mercy and love for every person, every generation, past, present, and future. So God engages in sacrifice, in creating the world, in creating human beings. This is a sacrifice coming from himself. He's giving up something of himself to have others share his being and love. And his most essential sacrifice was the sacrifice of Christ on the cross out of his love for every human being to bear their sins and to bring them to him. God determined that sacrifice was necessary, as I said, because we have fallen away. We are a failed species. And only that sacrifice could correct that deficit. So, what do I say? I think the concept of sacrifice is a reasonable one. Sacrifice is necessary and salvation because the world needs repair, and this repair and making us whole can only occur through sacrifice. So I think that sacrifice and salvation are reasonable ideas. They explain the world because that world needs repair, and this repair can only occur through sacrifice. A child can only be brought up by the great sacrifice of his parents. A cure for cancer can only occur through sacrifice. It's only when we even are in our short and poor human persons in life sacrifice to the needs of others, it is only then that we grow and become fully human and attain rightness with God. It is only in sacrifice that we come fully human and grow to the love of Christ, which he wants us to have. I find the modern world distressing on this issue and quite ridiculous. The world of sitcoms, emails, and the quick fix do not explain the mystery of life. They do not explain the necessity for salvation and the idea of sacrifice. The world of sitcoms, emails, and the quick fix do not explain the mystery of life. And salvation and sacrifice offer us great truth. And if we fail to grasp these ideas and concepts, we do so at our ultimate peril. The world isn't the world of People magazine. It's not sitcoms. It's not emails. It's not the quick fix. It doesn't give us an explanation. What I suggest here is that salvation and sacrifice offer us great truth. We need salvation because we are a failed species, and we can only be corrected and set right by the sacrifice. Anything in this world can only happen. The only good things can happen through a sacrifice. Without a sacrifice, nothing good can happen. Whether a mother, a father, a scientist in the lab, or a person on a medical mission, nothing can happen without sacrifice. I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and you can find this essay on Chapter 2 of my book, Essays in the Christian Worldview, pages 50 to 52. Hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I've enjoyed expressing my thoughts in this respect. Good night.